Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Jesus, you are precious. Jesus, you are precious. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I
number 49 in the hymn book, number 49.
the Lord is our strength.
Oh, Jesus.
The joy of the Lord is our strength.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you for your joy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus, I praise you.
Father, it's really the revelation with the Holy Spirit in our soul. So cause us to know you, to know that you are the one who is worthy. You are the one who is highly exalted above all earth, Lord. So Father, tonight we just want to pour our heart before you. We just want to worship you. We just want to exalt your holy name, Lord. Lord, because you are so worthy. Hallelujah. Father, every fiber of our being will magnify you. Every that mouth, if we have thousands of mouths, Lord, every mouth will sing the joy unto you. We will that your praise will fill our mouths all day long. Because you are glorious, you are victorious. The King is in the midst of us, Lord. When you are in the midst of us, that Lord, that nothing is impossible. Because you love to manifest yourself, your power, your glory, your love unto your people. And we are the group of people who love you, who seek your face, Lord, who want to know you tonight. Father, would you that just bring us deeper into your love? Would you just draw us unto yourself in such a powerful, a wonderful, greater revelation of who you are, and that we can trust you, we can submit our lives to you, we can continue just to exalt you and bless your holy name, because there is a power in praise, Lord. So Father, would you make us a group of people that is really soldier of praise, Lord, really the people of praise and worship, Lord. Hallelujah. So we can see victory after victory, glory over glory. Hallelujah. So Father, would you just pour out your Spirit tonight? Would you just move mightily in the midst of us tonight? Hallelujah. Break every fetter, break every chain that destroys the strongholds of the enemy in our life, Lord. Because in God, hallelujah, there is a fullness of joy. Hallelujah. In your presence, Lord, it's just, you know, that your right hand is a pleasure forevermore. Hallelujah. Truly, Lord, the joy of the Lord is our strength, Lord. So, Father, hallelujah, there's no sad song in our soul. There's always just some of joy, hallelujah, when we come to you. So, Father, release your anointing of healing deliverance tonight. Release your anointing of breakthrough tonight. And release your anointing of worship tonight. So, Father, because we just want to worship and worship and worship you, because you are worthy of it all. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we pray.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Then sings my soul, my Savior God to thee. It's number 50. Let's stand as we sing. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, touch our hearts tonight, Lord. Open our mouths to sing your praises. Oh, Lord, my God, when I in awesome wonder consider sings, my soul, my Savior God, to Thee. How great Thou art, how great Thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to Thee. How great Thou art. Great Thou art, how great Thou art. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Praise God, hallelujah.
Tonight I want to remind my dear children that when you praise me, when you worship me, I want to manifest my power and the grace over your life. Doesn't matter that you know what your circumstance is, but when you worship me, when you praise me, I will release power from heaven. I will release grace from heaven, because I inhabit in your life with your praise. When I am with you, that there's nothing is impossible. So just look to me, continue to worship me, continue to praise me,
yes,
because
Lord.
Your God is the mighty God, is the strong one, and there's nothing I cannot do.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, we worship you, Jesus, 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 you are worthy of praise, dear God. Jesus, you are highly exalted. Jesus, you are great and greatly to be praised. Oh, Jesus, we worship. We worship you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Oh, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Our eyes are upon you, Jesus. You are the faithful one. You are the all-sufficient one. Oh, Jesus. Jesus, open our eyes to see the great God that we serve. There's nothing too hard for Jesus. Nothing that he cannot do. Oh, we thank you, Lord. We praise you. We worship you, Lord. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus, Jesus. He brought me out of the miry clay. He set my feet on the rock to stay. He puts a song in my soul today, a song of praise. Hallelujah. He brought me out of the miry clay. He set my feet on the rock to stay. a song in my soul today, a song of praise. Hallelujah. My soul was distressed neath Jehovah's dread frown, and lo, in the grave where my sins had me bound, I cried to the Lord from the deep miry clay, who tenderly lifted me to golden day. He brought me out of the miry clay. He set my feet on the rock to stay. He puts a song in my soul today, a song of praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. By day and by night, its sweet notes I will raise. My heart's overflowing, happy and free. I'll praise my Redeemer who has rescued me. He brought me out of the miry clay. He set my feet on the rock to stay. He puts a song in my soul. Together, I know that sometimes I can go on, and I know that not all of you know those songs. But let's sing that together. It's just like His great love. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus is so good. 438. Thank you. just like Jesus to roll the clouds away. It's just like Jesus to keep me day by day. It's just like Jesus all along the way. It's just like His great love. Sometimes the clouds of trouble bedim the sky above. I cannot see my Savior's face. I doubt His wondrous love. But He from heaven mercy sees, beholding my despair. The clouds between and shows me He is there. Oh, it's just like you may be seated.
We thank you for this opportunity to lift up your name tonight, Heavenly Father, in the majestic elements of your creation, Lord. What a treat it is to be here.
Thank you, Jesus.
And even I can tell that there's just no brother or sister here that just takes this for granted. This is such an opportunity. We thank you for it. And Lord, I'm thankful for my dad who spent so many years here over the years ministering and just serving for you, Lord Jesus. And I remember last year when he called me and said, Brian, there was just a special blessing. I was touched from my time at Pilgrim Camp in a way like no other. It was incredible. God did something incredible inside of me. I remember him saying that, Lord, and to have this opportunity to sit in your presence, worship your name. It's easy to understand why. Thank you so much, Heavenly Father, for this. We pray that you open up our hearts, Lord, to receive the message you have for us tonight, Lord. And we pray for something extra special, Lord, as you deliver your word and an extra special blessing on Pastor Philip as he speaks. Pray that you bless him in a special way tonight, Lord. Thank you for all of the people here that help and contribute and serve, Lord Jesus. Pray that you bless them, especially this week, tonight. Thank you so much, Jesus. And my dad would always say two words, just Jesus. Just Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Give you all the glory, Lord. Honor and praise. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Lord, we're thankful that you're rolling the clouds away.
Yes.
Hallelujah. You came with burdens. Burdens have been lifted. Oh, we love
you. Amen.
Thank you for your mighty power, your mighty love. Sweep over, oh God, everyone, every heart. Waves of glory. Jesus, let heaven come down and glory fill each soul.
That's for us.
Lord, we thank you and praise you.
Lord, I speak fresh bread over everyone in this room, Lord God. Fresh bread right out of the oven, Lord God. So Lord God, we just pray, Lord God, you just send this fresh bread, Lord God, right out of the oven, Lord. Hot bread, Lord God. And let it sink into our hearts, Lord God, and revive us, Lord God.
Yes.
Wake us up, Lord God, from sleeping. Lord. Wake me up from sleeping. Wake us up, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Wake us up, Lord God. Wake us up, Lord God, from sleeping, Lord God. Sleeping in Jesus. Wake us up, Lord God. Shake us up. Shake us up, Lord God. Fill our belly with fresh bread.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jesus is great. Jesus is great. Jesus is
great. We pray especially that you would cause breakthroughs with the young people.
Yes.
Lord, you see what lies ahead. High school, college, jobs, what their home life is like. Oh, Jesus, that each one can say that the Lord did something for me tonight.
Yes.
Oh, God, just come. Oh, Lord, touch each heart. Draw into a deeper lovership with you, we pray. Oh, God, come to each one. They leave this meeting and they can say, God changed me. He did something. Oh, Lord, just come to each one and grant them the spiritual desires of their heart. God, we just ask you to do it.
Yes. Thank you.
We are very happy that Brian and his family are with us. And I know I introduced, I think, last night, but I'll say it again. Sister Martha has been a real blessing to us over the years, along with her husband, Jim. And as Brian said, they served here, served on staff. I can remember Brother Jim helping Brother Tom on grounds and being here in the meetings and just knowing that he had a walk with God. He wasn't one that was attracting attention to himself, but he had learned to walk humbly with his God. What is it that God requires of you? To do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God. I think those three things are so important. We need to do what's right, first of all. We often can find the fault in others, but have we taken the time to take inventory of ourselves? Yes. Am I doing what's right? Am I doing the right thing? Am I doing what Jesus would do? To do justly. Sometimes we have the right doctrines and we think we have the truth. But God requires that we do justly. We do what's right. Again, we walk in a way that pleases Him. And then that second one is love mercy. Do you love mercy?
Yes.
Do you love to be kind to others? Is that a hallmark or something that marks your life, a characteristic? I love mercy. I love to be kind. I love to put others first. I love to serve and not be served. Even the Son of Man came not to be ministered to, but to minister and to give His life a ransom for many. And I wonder if we're still like those disciples that were vying for place. Who's going to be the greatest? Well, it's obvious. Me. I mean, this is what they thought. And sometimes we don't come out and say it. You chuckle because, oh, I would never say that. But to put others first and to truly love them. Love doesn't boast. Love is not rude. What does it say in 1 Corinthians? Love thinks no evil. To love mercy. It also has the idea that, yes, people sometimes deserve what they get, but thank God we don't get what we deserve. He has been merciful to us, and we need to extend that same mercy to others. And we need to love to be merciful. Love to be kind. And what's the last one? And to walk humbly with our God. Oh, I want to walk humbly with my God. Humble thyself, we sing, and the Lord will draw near thee. Humble thyself, and His presence will cheer thee. He will not walk with the proud or the scornful. Humble thyself to walk with God. And I believe if we are, again, sincere and desiring a closer walk with God, well, the Lord may bring us down a little bit. And He'll show us how much pride we have. And the Bible says God resists the proud, but He gives grace to the humble. And so, Lord, make us willing to come down. Don't think so highly of yourself. You need your mind to be renewed so that you can have the right perspective upon your own need. We have to come to that place where we realize we're not as important as we think we are. We all need Jesus. We all need Jesus.